Hell Yes Life, episode 21. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I hope you are too. This is another solo episode and part three of our five-part mini-series, The 5 Steps to Achieving Your Hell Yes Life. And today we are going to talk about step three. Now, so far we've talked about step one, find your hell yes. Step two, create your hell yes vision or your cringe-worthy vision. And if you haven't listened to those, I would highly recommend going back and listening to those because, you know, it's a step thing. So you'd start with step one, then step two, and here we are on step three. Nevertheless, you can always go back and listen later if this is your first tuning in. So step three, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Step three, build your hell yes day. Build your hell yes day. That's right. Now, we start with the big stuff. We want to make sure and know what our hell yes is. We want to create our hell yes vision so we know where we're going. But then we have to kind of take care of ourselves, right? So our hell yes day is really all about all that stuff around taking care of ourselves on a daily basis. Because you know what? If we wake up hungover and tired and cranky, we're not going to be in the best place to really work to move towards our hell yes life. So this is the area of morning routines, for example. Now, I have a morning routine. I'm hoping that you do too, but maybe your morning routine is getting out of bed about half an hour before you have to get out the door, getting, you know, pounding down a highly caffeinated beverage, jumping in the shower and getting on the highway and off you go. And if that's the case, hey, meet yourself where you are, as Pema Chodron would say. But you might want to think about, as I have thought about, what you might want to do to set yourself up for a hell yes day. The morning is probably the most important part of the day to do that, because it's kind of hard once you get into your day and the busyness of your day job or whatever else you have going on to sort of reset, you know? So this has been my experience anyway, in doing this over the past year, is that when we set ourselves up for success at the beginning of the day, the rest of the day, you know, sometimes it goes great, sometimes it doesn't, but at least we're giving ourselves that head start, right? So what does a hell yes morning routine look like? Well, that's going to really depend on you and what your preferences are. Mine includes meditation. So I meditate for about 10 minutes a day. And if you maybe you know something about mindfulness and meditation, and maybe you already have a practice. If so, great. If you don't, I would highly recommend looking into it and exploring it. Again, kind of using that practice that I've been talking about throughout these this 5-step process, 10 minutes, right? So just start with 10 minutes. Just set your clock for 10 minutes. And meditation is essentially doing nothing, just sitting and focusing on your breath or your body sensations, trying to ground yourself in the present moment, because we spend so much of our time in our thoughts, worrying about what happened, what's going to happen, that, it's not even a question anymore. There's scientific evidence that points to the benefits of meditation. So I would highly recommend looking into that. And what else? Exercise. So getting some amount of exercise in, getting your blood going. I'm not looking to get ripped or to run a marathon here, but I notice that when I do some push-ups and sit-ups and go for a 10-minute jog, my body seems to be happy about that, and I seem to have more energy in the morning. So I'm I'm doing it mainly for that reason. It's kind of, it's like an energy boost. It's like a cup of coffee, but you know, it's better for you. So some exercise. I also read my daily kind of vision meditation, you know, it's a kind of a mixed vision prayer sort of hybrid, you know, kind of just trying to, oh, a gratitude list. I've got added a gratitude list to it as well. Again, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes for me to read. I put it in my Google Docs and I have it on my phone and I read that in the morning. By the way, for meditation, I use an app called Insight Timer. And that is an amazing app. It's a free app. And not only does it have like meditation bells on it, it also has like guided meditations. I always listen to this one by one of my favorite authors, Eckhart Tolle. He has a free meditation on there. But it also has like, it's a vast thing. It's got a community of people on there. You should really check it out, Insight Timer, if you're going to start meditating. So, I do my meditation, I do my vision, reading my vision stuff on my Google Docs on my phone. I do some push-ups and sit-ups and most days also go for a jog. And then I can get into, okay, and now I'm going to go get a coffee, you know. But I just notice that sets my mind up for a better day, my mind and body. And so I just highly recommend, you know, developing a morning routine for yourself, whether it's what I just said or something else, you know, just to be mindful of that. I hear that Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, asks many of his guests, you know, what's your morning routine look like? So it's definitely a priority for him. I also know that there's a great book out there. I have not read it, but I hear great things. The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And, you know, who knows, maybe I'll try to get Hal on the show at some point here to talk about The Miracle Morning. So I'll also have links to anything I mention here in the show notes. So that's one piece of your day, right? Here's another piece that I've had as part of my practice, and I call this Operation Honest Day's Work. So I don't know about you, but I have a day job. And I've really struggled with my day job in the past and, you know, kind of resented it and fought against it as I've wanted to move towards my dreams, right? So now here I am, I'm moving towards my dreams, but I still have a day job. And the fact of the matter is, I'm grateful to have a day job because I've had a little glimpse into what that's like to not have a day job, but and be, you know, kind of desperately trying to build a business to bring in income that's needed to like eat that week. And that's no fun. So I'm building this business on the side. I'm building a passion business that I feel, you know, passionate about. But I still need to, you know, put food on the table, et cetera, et cetera. And so I feel blessed because I have a day job that's flexible. I work remotely a lot of the time and I'm able to fit in, pieces of my Hell Yes Life efforts, into my schedule without taking me completely off track from my day job. So, like I said, I struggle. I got laid off like 7 times from different jobs over the past 10 years because I was always in this mode of like trying to get out of my job so I could go and live my dreams. I would submit to you, if you're in a similar position and you're resenting your job, you might not want to hear this, but I would submit to you that the way out is through. I was online a couple years ago and ran across the entrepreneur Marie Forleo's website, and she was answering a listener question about what should I do about my day job. And I didn't like the answer that I heard from her at the time, but it struck me as true, which was learn how to love the crap out of your day job, because it's hard to come home from 8 hours of feeling resentful about your day job and then suddenly be really productive on your dream stuff, right? So, this isn't to say, like, if you have a job that is, you know, where you have an abusive boss or you're working 100 hours a week or whatever, that you need to just buckle down and bear through it. No, I mean, we're not talking about unbearable, you know, kind of bearing through unbearable situations. We're talking about, look, if you just have a job that, you know, it's okay, but it's not your dream. We'll revisit this in other episodes, but, I would just encourage you to, look at taking a different attitude on your day job. I did a talk about this a couple of years ago. It's called Operation Honest Day's Work, and I will put a link in the show notes to it. It was at a Seattle Ignite event. Ignite, I could talk about that another time. A very interesting event to be a part of. Essentially, it's kind of like a 5-minute TED talk, but you can catch that talk about Operation Honest Day's Work if you care to. So anyway, enough about that. So another piece of this is learning how to build in your hell yes life into your hell yes day, into your daily life, right? So in step one, you identified your hell yes. In step two, you created this big cringeworthy vision for your hell yes. And now we're at step three. We're talking about how do we incorporate this into our daily lives? And you might be thinking, oh, come on, how am I going to do that? I'm so busy. I've got this day job. I've got, you know, I've got to take the kids to school in the morning. I've got 100 other responsibilities that are keeping me from, pursuing my hell yes life, right? Well, here's the thing. Like I've said in previous episodes, you'll probably get tired of hearing this. All you need is 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day. So what I would, recommend you do is go through this exercise of creating your time plan for the day and the week, right? So what we're looking to do here is, let's say you've got a 9-to-5 job, right? So Monday through Friday, without question, 9-to-5 is blocked out. You're not trying to get things done during that time. You're either, at the office or you're preoccupied with work. You've got all those other things on the schedule. Go ahead and fill those all in, and it'll probably seem like a packed schedule and there's no room there, right? Well, I'll bet you can find 10 minutes a day to work on your hell yes life. And here's what that will do if you do that. If you start to feed your hell yes life in little drops like that, you'll be amazed to see that over time, you'll see more and more opportunities come up for you to work on it, because it's already in your consciousness on a daily basis, right? So if you start off and you just find 10 minutes, I would recommend in the morning, but any time during the day to write about your hell yes, to do some vision work, or maybe you're in the action stage. Maybe you're starting to, you have a definition and you're starting to take some steps on building a website or looking into classes around this passion of yours, whatever it is. If you do that 10 minutes a day, you'll start to see other windows start to open up, because you'll be like, oh, wait a second, I've got a couple of hours this evening. Maybe I could work on it then. Oh, wait a second. This is the case right now for me. My wife and daughter went off to do something this morning, and I quickly noticed, like, wait a second, I've got a 3-hour window here. I can record some episodes to my podcast. Sweet. Now, I was able to recognize that because I've been regularly feeding my hell yes. Those little moments, right? So we're not looking for, I've got to completely dump all my other responsibilities. We're looking for those little moments in between. And there was a phrase I used a while back around this, like compressed time equals crystallized ideas, right? If you have 10 minutes to work on something during the day, then you're gonna cut out all the extra fat, and you're gonna only work on the essential thing that you need to work on today, or you're gonna write down that one idea that you really need to get out of you. I think that's a good place to leave it for today. So tune in next time. We'll be talking about step 4. And in the meantime, I feel pretty good about this. Let's go ahead and do a hell yes together, shall we? All right, on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, hell yes! All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.